This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Toyota Stadium in Frisco, ready to blow some stuff up today.
Yes, we are.
We will find out if that is actually possible because we bring on FC Dallas owner and president and lover of sports cards. It is Dan Hunt. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And if it's up to me, we could blow up everything.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
I mean, I feel like it kind of is up to you, right? Although, my question was, before we get into the nitty-gritty of what's happening, how difficult is it to renovate a stadium in the midst of the season?
Yeah, it is complicated. And we've been through it at the Chiefs when we renovated Arrowhead. But we wanted to have the fans have their experience, be it our home, the facility they know and love. And so we didn't want to take that away and also move the team. That's so disruptive. So
yeah.
It's not easy. The logistics are hard. We wanted to ease our way into this because also we have a workforce of 140 full-time employees that are here too.
Yeah.
And that's not even including youth coaches
wow.
here at the club. So they've got to go do their job. We got to put a team on the field that's going to win a championship. We got to win academy championships. I mean, so many things here, and we got to feed everybody too.
Right.
I'm kind of looking around. Can you help kind of describe what will be happening today and where we're starting with all of this? If you're sitting in the stadium on the west side, looking east.
Yeah. Well, this is odd because I'm actually not facing the field.
Yep.
I'm facing you guys.
That's a good point. So it feels like you're on the east side facing west.
This is actually a little weird for me, to be honest. Because I'm used to staring at the field all the time.
You can turn around. It's
no,
fine.
No. I have it imprinted in my brain.
There we go.
So today is our ground breaking at 2 o'clock. So exciting. But the first thing that will happen.
Did you guys decide to wait until 2 o'clock so we could finish our show?
Yeah. I mean, it's all about you guys.
Yeah.
It's respect. It's
you.
Respect.
Loud explosion during the show.
Thank
no,
you.
I'm here for you. Loud explosion. The TNT, the whole thing. You know, Elmer Fudd it or whatever.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Dynamite.
Yeah. But we're going to knock down the east side of the building. And where we started was gutting those buildings. We had to make sure they're safe. And then obviously there's a lot of manhole work, power work that goes on here. But today we're having our groundbreaking with Moss Construction, our partners HKS that designed the stadium, designed the Hall of Fame. And they've done the redo. It's going to be fabulous. But that will come down. We'll redo it, start to build the east side roof structure behind us, and it'll be open sort of mid-2026. And we're also going to work on the north side of the stadium, and we're going to add seats there. We're going to add up to 2,000 seats there,
oh, okay.
Move our supporters there,
yeah.
And then continue the roof structure around. And then the building we're in right now is coming to the ground, so another TNT party after. And we will be ready to play by January 2028 on the west side too. But we're going to be continuous going to be 11,000 fans, you know, for the next couple years. Obviously, it's a hit, right? It's a hit to our business. We have a much bigger fan base than that, but we just didn't want to move the team away from the stadium or take it away from our fans.
And I know there's lots of reasons for the remodeling and the expansion, but when you talk about getting some covering up on the east side, that feels like maybe the most pressing thing that needed to be fixed up at the stadium.
Sure. I mean, shade, right?
Yeah.
Shade. And when we built the stadium, we didn't know if the league was going to make it. I mean, my first day on the job was, you know, back in 2001, November, and the league, you know, folded on the first day on my job. We were sitting in the chief's office. It was me, my brother Clark, our dad, Lamar, John Wagner, president of our sports company. We were on a league phone call. That's it. Hire the bankruptcy attorneys. League is folding. It's over. Clark looks over at me and goes, congratulations, you've been hired and fired on the same day. Super exclusive club to be a part of.
Yeah.
And then, you know, our dad, Lamar, got Phil Anschutz, Robert Kraft. The three of them took 10 teams, you know, saved the league. And we struck a deal with Frisco in about September, October 2022. And my dad read about George Purifoy, the city manager here. It's the George Purifoy City Hall just across from us. And he went, sat down with him, said, hey, we had a handshake deal. And he said, Dan, this is a man of his word. We're going to do a deal, and we're going to build this stadium and this soccer center, and it's going to push the league forward. But in our agreement, we had to provide major Division I soccer, even if MLS folded.
Okay.
And so I wasn't sure what that was.
Yeah, you got to figure that out.
Yeah, but that was a problem my dad was going to worry about later. But without him building Crew Stadium in Columbus, the first, Phil Anschutz building the second out in L.A., and then this, the third, those were the seeds that grew MLS to what it is today.
How proud does that make you when you see 24 years on, give or take, what the league has become?
Yeah, I mean, we just had our 30th team, San Diego, in the league. It's so awesome to be a part of. I mean, it really is. And the coolest part of all of it is, and my dad's statue's on the North Concourse, but the coolest part is I get to think about every day we are here together. I mean, I have the best job. I get to think about him. I get to, you know, relive those steps, walk around with him. There was only one day that I dreaded during that entire time, and it was while the stadium was under construction, and there was a giant dirt ramp all the way down to the field. The walls weren't up yet, and he drove his little SUV down there with me in it, dodging heavy equipment, me screaming at the top of my lungs, because he was the most considerate man you've ever met, and he was the worst driver.
Okay, I gotcha.
If Lamar Hunt had one fault, just one, he was the worst driver on the road.
That's why the statue's standing up there, not in a car.
Yeah.
Because they're like, no, that's not. That would
Yeah, we came in just to the right of that statue, coming in hot down the rail.
Man.
I am looking at the rendering that you have up on the board right now too, and we've been looking at it for a while now, but
and it's newtoyotastadium.com.
No roof. Soccer should not be played on an indoor pitch, should it? It should be played on an outdoor pitch like this.
You know, so I'm a traditionalist, right? We're playing on grass. We like the Chiefs on grass. We're traditionalists in that. But soccer should be played where we want to grow the game, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes there's compromises in that. And there's some markets where it's hard. And you had opportunities in Atlanta to play there at Mercedes or up in New England at Gillette. And so you've got to just sort of accept some of those circumstances. But that's not how we would do it. But
we had the opportunity here in Texas, obviously, for something like that.
Yeah, we had a lot of opportunities to do different things. But Clark and I are traditionalists. And traditionalists, we play on grass.
Yeah.
You develop your own homegrown talent here, which we've been a factory for.
For sure.
This is an unbelievable mark. And you look at the national team players that come out. And look, our current roster, I think we're going to have a couple, maybe for different countries in 2026. Maybe one for the U.S. Maybe two.
So, excuse me. Let's talk about 2026. I'm not saying that this is the person who it's going to be, but you guys did spend a lot of money to bring in Lucho Acosta, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of discussion that perhaps maybe he is ready to play for the United States national team. How big was it to make that expenditure? Because it was literally the biggest expenditure for an individual player being brought in the history of the league.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the largest expenditures, especially for the you know, us here, although Petra Moussa was our largest expenditure, and it was easy to call Clark and be like, hey, man, I spent your half the money on Lucho Acosta. Congrats. But
he did score the only goal in the last game and won it.
A towering header, yes. By the way, too. When I saw him in the locker room, I was like, man, the fact that you out-jump people, but he is a tremendous talent. You know, there's been talk about him in 2026 and, you know, his U.S. citizenship. We would be so lucky to have a piece like that. And I'm not talking about an FC Dallas fan. That would be amazing. But he is a tremendous talent and a traditional 10, which the U.S. hasn't had a traditional 10 in a long time. If you think about the
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dynamic. It looks like Pochettino likes to play a 4-2-3-1. And so you'll have, you know, your four backs, which could be Chris Richards in there in the FC Dallas product. Weston McKinney in the midfield with Tyler Adams.
He's a local.
Yeah, he's a local, right? Another FC Dallas product. And then that midfield, Pulisic, who may be the best player we've ever produced here. And if Lucho's in that group, and then maybe Yunus Musa on the right, and then hopefully Ricardo Pepi up top, that is a whole lot of FC Dallas World Cup 2026. But it unlocks that whole group.
This is kind of a delicate question to ask, but the balance of you've produced so much talent, you've had amazing talent come out of here, but not necessarily the team success that, like, I imagine y'all are searching for. How do you describe that discrepancy?
Yeah, it has been a delicate balance. I look back to our 2016 team, which was maybe the best team we've ever produced, won two of the three titles, and Mauro Diaz tears his Achilles at the very end of the season, and that sort of derailed that team's hope to win MLS Cup. You know, we had a team that played back in the finals and lost to Colorado with David Ferreira as the captain. And if you watch that game, I'm going to say we might have been robbed, but I'm just going to throw that out there. No, we
probably passed the statute of limitations for that.
Well, all of a sudden I have a fine on my phone from MLS right now. But, you know, we played well, and no disrespect. You win games, and Colorado won that championship, but that was a great team. We made this investment in players like Musa, like Lucho. You know, we brought Shaq Moore, who could be on our 2026 World Cup team. Martin Poss, our goalkeeper, if Indonesia makes it,
he's
right?
Awesome. Yeah.
I mean, new center backs coming in. I mean, it's a constant investment. We still have a roster spot open, and I believe if we can solidify our defense, I'll just say this now, and Eric is focused on this. We solidify our defense. We have the offensive pieces to carry through to lift another trophy here.
By the way, the Lucho on driving home on 75 heading north. I saw the billboard. That's a gorgeous billboard. I was like, oh man, they got me excited. It really did.
A little Lucho magic.
Yes, I love that. Yeah. I love that on the way home the other day. Now, one of my favorite things to just kind of look over and see throughout every game I've been to is this corner over here. And they are loud. They are awesome. How, with the new stadium, will we accentuate and grow what they're doing over here?
Yeah, we're going to be moving them to the north side of the stadium.
Awesome.
And back to where they were originally.
Where the beer garden
was. We were just talking about that. Awesome.
Yeah, somebody asked me, it was even today, what are you looking forward to most? And I was like, well, roof and premium revenue and drinking a beer with our supporters when the stadium's open or even before. They're fabulous. And just to have an area that's going to be for them under an enclosed roof is going to be a great experience and the opportunity to grow. They can get to a point where they may have 2,000 members down there. So it's there's room to expand.
Now, for people that don't know this, we're talking with Dan Hunt right here on 105.3 The Fan live from Toyota Stadium. You're at the forefront of the World Cup bid for 2026. How excited were you about getting one of the semifinals, in addition to obviously many other games? But then is there this tiny part of you that's like, oh man, I thought we could have gotten the final?
Yeah, forefront or run over by the World Cup bid, one of them. So, no, it's been a great experience, and it's been one of my great pleasures to represent our community. We live in a fabulous city, great market, great sports town, and to be involved in the fact that my father got to do it in 94.
Yeah.
And so I get to be part of that legacy, and, you know, it's just really, really special to do it. And I'm so excited. And, yeah, I wanted the finals here, no secret, right? We don't run races. We don't play games to finish second or third. That's not how we live our life. And, you know, I told FIFA, I said, I think you guys made a big mistake here. Not letting the final be here. We've earned that opportunity. It is a big accomplishment for our city, though, to have a semifinal in nine games, more than anybody. And I'm so thankful for their generosity in that, and they saw the opportunity.
And I bet the Metroplex people are excited because, like, we all would want to go to the semifinal. Maybe that is not going to be the most, like, financially available spot. But when you have all of these group play games and everything like that, there's a huge opportunity for people in the Metroplex to say, I got to go to the World Cup.
Yeah, no, that's right. Nine games, over 700,000 tickets available for this. And as I tell everybody who will listen, there will be more drama that takes place on AT&T Field than any other of the venues because we have four elimination round games and we have two end of group stage games.
Wow.
Those six games are effectively do or die.
Yeah.
And nobody else has anything like that, and it's happening right here in our hometown. And my hope is we're going to show FIFA what a great job we're doing, that when the 2031 World Cup hopefully comes to the U.S., and it may be a U.S.-Mexico bid in 2031 for the women's game, that they say Dallas is ready to have the women's final. That would be something that I want us to aspire to.
And hopefully in the back of their head, they still remember that you chastised them about making a mistake for this World Cup.
Yeah. I'm sure I needed to choose better words when I did it.
I know, I'm just kidding.
No. I'll own it.
Well, and I wanted to, aside from all of this, we told people at the time, but I wanted to thank you again, like on air in a public space, for donating, well, honestly, a lot of things over the years. But this last year, the Patrick Mahomes autographed jersey for My Possibilities for Peace-a-thon, we raised a ton of money with that. And like, those are things that you guys don't have to do. And in fact, I liked it. You gave me some crap about it. You're like, you should ask for Chief stuff. And I was like, hold on, I do want Chief stuff. And so I really appreciate you helping out our charitable cause like that.
My Possibilities is so special. And it honestly, it takes all of us giving back in our community one way or another. I mean, we're all very fortunate, but there are others in need or other great opportunities and organizations we need to support. I mean, you never know what somebody is going through or what their day is like, or the challenges that they face. And we as human beings have to stick out a hand to help others. Right. And that's just how life should be. And, you know, I just encourage more people. If there's an organization you want to support, get out there, be involved, stick your hand out and help those in need.
And so I know. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say everybody I've interacted with on the Hunt family is phenomenal. We got a chance to talk with Gracie at the Super Bowl this year for.
Yes,
we asked her if
tremendous.
We could get a few minutes, and she was like, yeah, she's the most gracious woman I've ever talked to. It was wonderful. Your family, y'all do some great stuff with the community. We really appreciate that, too.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you saying it, and she does great work, and most of my siblings are great. No, I'm just kidding. No, I love them all so much. I'll tell you one of the coolest things I got to do, and a quick story. We were on spring break, and my niece got married. My oldest brother's youngest daughter got married, so Lamar's daughter, Jossie. And I looked up, and my brother Lamar was playing in the pool with my two little girls, and he's near 70. And I just told my girls, I said, this is a lifetime experience, and you guys file that away because, you know, without family, that's what we exist for, right?
Exactly.
The family and the friendships and the relationships. And to see them playing in the pool, I was like, you guys file that away as a good one.
That's awesome.
That is super cool. And I know it sounds weird because we're starting construction, but there is still the match on Saturday
against
Kansas City. Are we still doing the drone show afterwards and everything?
We are drone showing away. Yes. You know, almost a Napoleon Dynamite right there.
Yeah.
You almost got that. Looking forward to it. Great crowd. Kansas City has been a real rivalry for us, especially given our legacy of owning that team originally. They've been a thorn in our side in the U.S. Open Cup, so I hope we take it out on them on Saturday.
Well, I know you guys got a busy schedule today. Thank you very much for the time and for jumping on with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for being here.